The Flightmare continued for many of the nation's airline passengers today. Comair, a subsidiary of Delta Airlines, resumed some flights after canceling 1,100 when its computer crashed yesterday. It hopes to be operating on a full schedule by the end of the week. Then, U.S. Airways canceled more than 20 flights today as it tried to sort through mountains of lost luggage. NPR's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Both airlines say the trouble started Thursday when a winter storm dropped more than a year's worth of snow on parts of the Midwest. U.S. Airways says the bad weather was compounded by unusually high numbers of employees calling in sick. Some passengers are blaming the baggage handlers. Charles Bendel is changing planes at Reagan National Airport, just outside Washington, D.C. His trouble started 2 days ago when he flew from Huntsville, Alabama, to Philadelphia. He was to participate in a Christmas Day Revolutionary War reenactment and had packed his uniform in his checked bag. Bendel spent an anxious Christmas Eve waiting for his luggage, which finally arrived on Christmas Day, hours before the reenactment. Bendel says the baggage handlers deserve Revolutionary War-era punishment.
I'd like to line up that bunch of baggage handlers, tar and feather them, put a noose around their neck, get on my horse, drag them through the streets of Philadelphia, quarter them, run them through a meat grinder and feed them to the dogs, the bastards.
U.S. Airways spokeswoman Amy Kudwa says the high number of sick calls was at least partially responsible for the thousands of checked bags that got lost over the past few days.
When you have winter weather compounded by unusual levels of sick calls, we have been short-staffed at periods over the weekend. But again, your normal operations today and working through the backlog.
But the U.S. Airways spokeswoman would not accuse the baggage handlers or other employees of staging a sick out. The workers' unions say they did not organize any job actions or sick outs. A flight attendant spokesman told NPR he wouldn't comment on what he called unsubstantiated rumors. The backlog couldn't have come at a worse time for U.S. Airways. It's under bankruptcy protection and says it needs to cut labor costs drastically if it's to survive beyond next month, when its creditors will decide whether to call in their loans. Some workers agreed to pay cuts last week, but not the baggage handlers or flight attendants, and they're bitter about being asked to sacrifice. Airline analyst Ray Neidel says whatever the reason for the sick calls, they could push U.S. Airways closer to liquidation.
The bottom line is, whether it was coordinated or not, it's disrupting the revenue stream at U.S. Airways at a time that they really cannot afford it. And it's at a time that they're trying to demonstrate to the creditors that they can run a viable airline. And for those two reasons, it's very unfortunate that this had to happen as U.S. Airways is at the very edge of the cliff.
Neidel believes U.S. Airways will make it through January, but he says if service continues to deteriorate, the airline's creditors will cut off the flow of money, and U.S. Airways will be forced to liquidate. Nancy Marshall-Genzer, NPR News, Washington.